Could have always... you met women?
No.
Enough.
Okay.
So this is going to be a spooky episode. Murder mystery, most horrid.
Yes. So this is our special edition episode for The Modest and the Average.
Welcome to the show. I'm Naomi.
I'm Cleon.
We're a little bit late coming to you for this episode, but with good reason.
Yes, Naomi was out in LA inciting murder.
Nah, it's just because, like, they started releasing two episodes a day and I lost the will to live. And I just looked at how much catch-up I had to do before we recorded. And it legitimately made me ill.
Yeah, I got that message from you where you were like, oh my God, Cleon, every episode this week is a double episode. And I gagged.
Yeah, it was really frightening. Anyway, there was like such a cool storyline that happened that made me want to keep watching though.
It was genuinely thrilling to be watching Bold and the Beautiful this last 3 weeks. It's been 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's been about three weeks.
Mm, yeah.
I'm not going to lie, I didn't watch every episode.
You fake.
But I watched all the really important ones and they self-reference so much that I can pick up on what I missed.
Yeah, definitely. So let's talk about basically the inciting event that everything converges on. Let's just get it out of the way.
Somebody tried to kill Bill. Is that a show?
That's a movie. Insert Tarantino music here.
Yeah.
So Bill Spencer, aka fuckboy Lex Luthor, gets shot, yo.
Shot in the back. What a cowardly move.
Yeah.
And it's one of those really cool, like, I don't know, all the characters who are out of town or in Europe or wherever, they come back for this series of episodes for this story arc because everybody's got a motive.
Yeah, it's definitely a complete convergence where everyone basically is given a motive, is given a really ambiguous place at the time of the murder as well. So they genuinely try and make you think, oh shit, who did kill Bill?
Who did shoot Mr. Bill?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this story arc is so similar to Who Shot Mr. Burns. Oh my God.
And I was so annoyed because I remember writing it down and going, this is going to blow Naomi's mind. And then as soon as she started catching up, oh my God, this is Who Shot Mr. Burns.
I was saying Burns.
It's so close to Who Shot Mr. Burns that I wrote to the creators of, like, I wrote to the writers of Bold and the Beautiful.
Did you hear back?
Excellent.
No, not yet.
Oh God.
I wrote them a letter to say, was this inspired by The Simpsons? I really need to know for my podcast.
Oh, and man.
It's weird that they haven't responded yet. Like, why
should know?
I flagged it as important.
Mm-hmm.
It is an important question. But because it's following the sequence of Who Shot Mr. Burns, we know who the shooter is.
Yeah, it's definitely the fetus inside Steffi's uterus.
Who will get called Maggie.
I mean, to be fair, though, this baby's life is already fucked because of him.
Yeah, so. The baby's just got just as much motive as anyone who's, like, fully alive.
Just imagine the next ultrasound with a fucking Uzi in its belly.
I can just imagine the next ultrasound, the detective's there going, did you shoot Bill?
He just, no, how about the detective just, like, hands on his hips, head tilted to Steffi's stomach. Did you shoot Bill Spencer?
With his one eyebrow raised. Fucking detective eyebrow.
Oh, jeez.
He's this smarmy motherfucker. And he doesn't have a partner. Have you noticed that?
Nah, he doesn't.
It's like no one who's written the show or anyone who's acted on it has ever seen a detective drama or any fucking television. Mm. Because there's no such thing as a detective that's working an attempted murder case solo.
Exactly, because what if you do find the murderer and they still have the fucking weapon?
Also, his only interrogation tactic is, did you shoot him?
No.
No, the thing is they don't even answer. They just stare really intensely at the camera and then it pans out. So no one actually answers his question.
Well, that's why he's still asking them.
That probably makes sense.
Mm.
Well, I don't belong in law enforcement. Anyway, Cleon's written a suspect list because Cleon's a much finer detective than stupid Detective Sanchez.
Oh, yeah, I put my Batman cowl on for this episode. So what I thought we would do for this episode, rather than kind of talking about the major story arcs, we could just kind of go through each character and then talk about why they want to kill Bill.
Insert Tarantino music.
All right, so first one is Ridge. So Ridge Forrester, a.k.a. like lame Batman, is basically, I would say, probably has the highest motive to kill him, would you say? Yeah,
because Bill had sex with his daughter, and also, they've got a really long history. Like, Bill's tried to kill Ridge a bunch of times. Didn't he, like, kick him out of a hot air balloon or a helicopter or something?
Helicopter, that's right. He and Justin, they organized this thing where he was kicked out of a helicopter and, like, he had, like, brain damage and stuff.
Yeah.
It was severe.
Checks out.
Which also, why is Bill so upset that Ridge tried to kill him? Like, you literally tried to kill him, like, a year ago.
Yeah, everyone tries to kill each other.
Yeah.
It's no big
Just
deal.
Just be cool with it, man.
Just be cool.
I know.
Ridge definitely has the most motive, and Ridge says a lot of stuff to him that sounds really threatening in the episodes leading up to the shooting.
He literally says, "I'm going to kill him."
He even goes up, so they go, they keep going to this stupid restaurant. When I say they, I mean like every character in the show keeps going to this one restaurant where Sheila works, and Sheila's like the villain, and they don't really address why. They just keep going to this restaurant that she works at.
Well, look, the virtual reality engine for Bold and the Beautiful can only afford the one restaurant setting. So.
It's true.
Yeah.
That's actually probably a really good reason. But like Bill, no, not Bill. Ridge like goes up to Sheila at the end of an episode and is like, go kill Bill before I do.
Yeah.
So
They've set him up as the very obvious one. Would you say he's the Homer if we're comparing who shot Mr. Burns?
He really is.
Because Homer confronts Mr. Burns as well.
He does.
Yeah, he gets really angry and everything, doesn't he?
Yeah.
That's
so cool.
Wait, then who's Smithers?
Oh, I think Smithers...
Justin?
Well, oh my god!
Oh!
He's literally the guy that helps him out in the office!
Yes! And he has to be!
He like, does his bidding.
Fuck! Yeah, this is too real, guys. Also, we have just isolated everyone who doesn't watch The Simpsons now who's listening to our podcast.
But if you didn't watch Vintage Simpsons, you should just stop listening now because I don't want your ears hearing my voice.
No, actually, yeah. And it is also a significantly better product than this podcast, I'm sorry to say. Watch Old Simpsons.
Shut up. Stop alienating the listeners. Sorry, Mom. Sorry, I should have said listener. Hi, Mom.
Okay, we'll stop being self-deprecating now. So there's Ridge, who's definitely, you know, suspect number one, who the story is definitely wanting to make you think that, okay, it was him. And by the end of these 3 weeks, the police have apprehended him and have taken him into custody.
The other suspects that could have done it, because they have motive, are like go through the sons, like Liam and Wyatt, right?
Yeah.
So Liam, obviously, because daddy just slept with my wife.
Yeah.
And then Wyatt, because Wyatt has started a proper out-in-the-open relationship with Katie. Mm. Katie's Bill's ex-wife,
exactly. And we were talking about them in our Luigi triangle.
Yeah.
Luigi love triangle, episode 3 of The Modest and the Average.
Yes, check us out. We're on Pocket Casts and iTunes. And anyway, they've gone public because they've decided that they're in love. And Bill actually spells out the grossness of the relationship, which is really weird because there's so many gross, incestuous relationships on this show. But he spells it out and he's just like, so you're my son and you are going to marry my ex-wife who's the mother of your half-brother. So you're going to be a half-brother and a stepdad to the same kid.
Like literally 10 seconds ago, you not only banged your son's wife, but then you said, I'll be my son's wife's child's father.
Oh, jeez.
Dude. Hypocrisy, thy name is Bill Spencer.
And the thing is, he kept calling Wyatt a hypocrite in that whole confrontation. So Katie and Wyatt have like definite motive to kill Bill. Katie does, especially because after that whole confrontation, Bill decided that he was going to like try to take custody of their son, Will.
God damn it.
The names! It makes it so confusing. Anyway, everyone wants to kill Bill. Who else wants to kill Bill?
So next we have Eric Forrester, the patriarch of the show.
Yeah, so that's Ridge's
dad.
it's actually not Ridge's dad. But it's like, yeah, sure, it's Ridge's dad.
Wait, is he not?
No, it's some guy whose surname is Marone is Ridge's dad.
Wait, so Ridge isn't a real forester?
No, he's a fake forester.
Wait, what the... What?
But he's, like, raised him as a son.
I had... What? I'm, like, legit, like, mind blown.
So Thorn is actually the, like, legitimate firstborn.
No wonder he fucking hates him.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's kind of weird, like, Marone rhymes with...
Barone. So, Eric... That really, that was a curveball for me. I'm just kind of processing that. Okay.
So basically, like, okay, so it's Eric, it's because he's Steffi's grandpa.
Yes.
And he finds out that Bill slept with his granddaughter.
Yes.
And broke up her marriage, basically. So he's really upset. Like, he looks like he's going to have a heart attack.
Yeah, and everyone's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Old guy, geriatric here. Let's not, like, kill the dude,
you
know?
He says, oh, if I was younger, I'd do it myself.
Oh, Bill Snapper, you whippersnapper.
Young whippersnapper.
I just feel like if I try it more, I'm just going to become Popeye at some point. Oh, man. So that's Eric. The next one is Sally Spectra. I think she's a big one.
Well, Sally also even, like, went to Bill's office and used his gun and shot through his dumb model of his dream skyscraper.
Can we just go into sexy, sexy time? Because Bill and his love for this penis-looking building is just so severe. It is the greatest love story in this show.
It's the greatest love story of all time. It's
better love story than Twilight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, low-hanging fruit.
Is it like a bit of an overcompensation thing that Bill's got going on with his giant phallus building?
I mean, I don't... But he gets around so much, though. He has to be loaded down there, right?
He's really rich.
Yeah. Well, he could
have you met women?
No.
Oh, no. It's God. True.
I'm giving Naomi a very unimpressed look.
We're breaking up. This is our last episode.
Damn it. Remind me to not tell you about my life. So basically, Sally tries to shoot Bill. It misses and it hits his penis building. He gets really, really upset and basically says, when you come at the king, you best not miss.
Yeah, he does. I didn't say that episode.
No, this was a Wire reference for the very educated listeners of our podcast.
So no one.
No. You are coming at it with the venom today.
I'm being really mean for some reason.
I know, you really are.
You call me Turdomi.
Okay, Turdomi. So let's talk about Sally. So what's Sally's deal and what's her motivation for killing him?
Sally's family business, Spectra Fashions, resides in a building which is on the site that Bill wants to use to build his dream skyscraper.
Yeah.
And so she's like quite resilient and her business just won't die despite how many times Bill tries to destroy it.
I just realized he keeps calling the model of his skyscraper Sky, and I just realized it's because skyscraper.
You're very silly. To not know that.
Holy shit. No, I thought it was like Sky with an E at the end.
Oh, like a pretty lady name.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I guess that's fair enough.
Because it was very personified.
Yeah, it's true. Oh, yeah. Yes. So like he finally resorts to trying to demolish the building and she's inside it with Liam. And that like leads to this whole storyline. But then after the building's demolished, he promises to... He kind of like goes back on everything and he's like, oh, I'm real fucked up here. And I promise to help you rebuild your business.
Yeah, and he does that because he wants to rekindle the relationship that he has with his son. But then he broke that anyway because he fucked his wife.
Anyway, so then he goes back on his promise to Sally. So after fucking her over so much and like demolishing the building and then promising to rebuild it and then being like, nah, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
So that's like fair enough. Like I would shoot him too.
Yeah.
And that is why she could be a suspect.
Yeah. There's this scene at the aforementioned like one cafe in LA that exists in this fucking
Giardino or something.
Il Giardino Trattoria. That's Italian for restaurant.
Is it?
I think so. I don't know. I watched it in anime. But basically, she and her two goons, which feels very much like one of those old cartoons where you kind of have like the main villain and there's just like this, you know, kind of portly woman and really flamboyant guy by her side, like her two kind of minions. Mm. And the guy is like, he just looks straight into the camera. He's like, I hate you, Bill Spencer.
And it just is fades it the really away. Camp one?
Yeah, the really camp one. It's like, I hate you, Bill Spencer.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
He's pretty lame.
Yeah, he really is.
They should pay him more.
Yeah, and Sally basically says, well, somebody should do something about him. And it's implied that she goes to shoot him, basically.
Well, the thing is, it's implied for all of the characters they go to shoot him.
Yeah.
One of them specifically who has a history of being super crazy is Quinn.
Mm.
So Bill and Quinn produced Wyatt. So just so we are a bit clearer on the storyline. So she's mummy, he's daddy. And
can you imagine the sex between those two?
I can imagine like purple lightning shooting out because they're both so evil.
They're both, but no, Quinn's like softer.
She's mellowed with age.
Well, and an aged penis.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's married to Eric, who's like 103.
Yeah, he's literally been in the show since its very first episode.
And he was an old man in the pilot.
He was. We watched the pilot and we're like, how? Is he immortal?
He might be. Hey, man.
But it's LA. Nobody ages in LA.
Exactly.
Anyway, so Quinn finds out that Wyatt, you know, gets cut off by his dad, Bill, because of the whole, like, marrying his ex-wife thing. And she goes into, like, super protective mode. And she is quoted to say, he's evil. He has to be dealt with. And then when she goes and sees Bill, she says, I'm warning you. There is nothing I won't do in defense of Wyatt. Is that a good Quinn impression?
That's really good. That's really, really good. I do have a quote about Wyatt somewhere around here, though. Let's see where it is. Huh. Yeah. Someone says, I think it was Sally says to Bill, it was like, hey, you've still... No, Justin. Justin's kind of talking to Bill about how, you know, all of his family members are dropping like flies. He's kind of like severing every single tie.
So Justin's like the evil henchman. Justin is Smithers.
He's totally
to
Smithers.
To Mr. Burns.
Yes, exactly.
Except I don't know if there's the homoerotic undertone.
I mean...
There kind of could be.
Could be.
They would hate fuck. So Justin is basically... Justin is to Bill what Smithers is to Mr. Burns. He's totally. Like the henchman, right-hand man, you know, friend where no one else is their friend sort of person.
Yeah, kind of like, you know, when you have the big evil honcho and they have like that right-hand man, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He is also a suspect.
Yes, because before the shooting, what happens is all of Bill's family start to get... You know, basically distance themselves from him because everyone has a motive to kill Bill. And by the end of it, Bill renounces his family. He says that, you know, all I have is my son, Will. I'm going to train him to be the Spencer heir. And then he drops like, oh, and you know, if Will's too young and something happens to me, you can take over, Justin. And you just see
and he
that.
Takes that and he really runs with it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, his motive is that he stands to benefit a lot from Bill dropping out because then he has the whole company and because the adult sons, Wyatt and Liam, are no longer in the way. So that's why he's a suspect. And also because he's shady.
He is very shady.
He's a slippery snake.
Yeah. And you can tell that the only reason he's sucking up is so that he can kind of get to the top.
There's a few other like satellite characters that are also suspects.
Mm.
I've put Sheila on my list. She doesn't actually say anything, I don't think. Like,
no, she hasn't had any lines in the past 3 weeks.
They
really.
Just play like evil, threatening, ominous music and like zoom in on her face looking really evil.
Yeah.
And she doesn't say anything, but she just loves shooting.
Yeah, and just to give some context, Sheila, I don't know how she's related to the family, but
she's like ex-wife of Eric.
Really?
From back in the day. And because she had that whole like story arc like last
with
year.
With Quinn and Eric.
Where
yeah.
she was just like, I want my husband back. And Quinn's like, but I'm married to him now. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and like there was shootings and what.
And
whatnot.
Some of the shootings were like imaginary shootings. Mm, You'd see like an episode would end and she shot someone. And then the next episode is just like, and it was all a dream.
Yeah, and it's very much implied that she has a mental illness, which is kind of sad, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, she's just like the typical like... in quotation marks, like, crazy villain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's a suspect. So Caroline?
Caroline
has not been in the show for a while. I don't think we've even spoken about her.
No, she hasn't been in the show for a year now.
She's Bill's niece.
Yes.
And you'd be like, why does his niece from, you know, across the other side of the country all of a sudden have motive to kill him? And I will answer you that question. And it's because Caroline was involved with Thomas, which is Steffi's brother slash Ridge's son.
Yes, yeah? And do you know who Caroline was before Thomas?
Yeah, Ridge.
Ridge,
yeah. Yeah, so she's gone down the father-son route as well.
Do you know who she cheated on with Ridge?
Yeah, so she cheated on Ridge with Thomas.
No, but right? Before that, no. It's actually chain cheating. So she was married to Rick.
Oh, Rick.
Yes, and after Ridge fell from the helicopter and had his brain injury, she did this whole thing where she inspired him to start drawing again. So she fell in love with Ridge and cheated on Rick with Ridge.
Yeah.
So then Rick then hooked up with Maya after she betrayed him.
Oh, I do remember that.
And then she cheated on Ridge with his son, Thomas.
That was actually the storyline that sucked me into watching this show. Like, that's when I started watching this dumb show.
That chain of cheating is just insane.
Anyway, so somewhere along the line, so then Thomas kind of started to have this like thing with Sally Spectra.
Yeah.
And it benefited Bill to get Thomas back with Caroline, because if Thomas left Sally alone and stopped designing for her company, then her company wouldn't take off. So Bill came up with this lie where he told Thomas that Caroline was dying so that he should go back and be with her while there was still time, because they've got a child together.
And
Caroline just, like, went along with it.
If we were to get a yarn of wool and stretch out the threads to actually connect everything, we would just end up with another ball of wool, because everything overlaps so much in this fucking show.
But basically, like, Caroline... So Thomas finds out that Caroline's not dying because she's, like, totally healthy. And at a certain point, I just imagine he just wakes up next to her and he's just like... So
you're not dead.
You're dying soon?
He never even asked what she was dying from. It was just like, oh, Caroline's dying. Okay, I'll move to New York with you.
And he expresses some vague regret at never going to a doctor's appointment with her. It's like, if your spouse or if your significant other was dying, do you think you might accompany them to some of their doctor's appointments?
Oh my God.
Anyway, so it's so dumb. Yeah. So anyway, he finds out that the whole thing was a lie and he leaves her. And so then there's this like scene where you see her confront Bill, you know, in the hospital, but like this is after he's been shot and he's in a coma. And she starts to strangle him and is yelling at him, going, "You destroyed my life. The father of my son despises me."
And it's so funny because every time she's like, "Uncle Bill."
Yeah.
And it always undercuts like, any the venom. Severity of the situation.
Because she's using that like honorific.
Yeah, Uncle Bill.
I did do something while I was watching this episode. So for anyone who hasn't seen this show, so hi, Mum.
Hello, Teresa. Oh, wait, no shit.
It's fine. She'll enjoy the fame. Anyway, so Bill's lying in the hospital and he's in a coma. Oh, he's not in a coma. He's just unconscious. And he's been intubated, as in he's got the oxygen tube down his throat. And Caroline's strangling him. And I found myself Googling, can you strangle someone who has been intubated? And, like, weirdly, I couldn't. That like, Google didn't actually have any results.
Yeah.
But do you want to know something really crazy?
Yeah.
You know when you type something into Google and it comes up, like, you're halfway through typing your phrase and it comes up with suggested things?
Yeah.
I wrote... can you strangle someone? And then the rest of the phrase that Google autofilled was with their own intestines.
Yo.
Can you strangle someone with their own intestines?
I don't... would it be elastic enough so that with the amount of force you'd need to strangle someone, would it still maintain its structural integrity or would it just rip apart?
I think it's pretty tough. Like, it withstands a lot of stomach acid. Like, I reckon intestines are pretty, like, they're pretty hardy.
Metal. Yeah.
And I think, like, stomach wounds take a long time to kill you. So you would probably be able to asphyxiate someone before they were going to die of their stomach wound anyway.
Yeah, very helpful.
Anyway, so we've got some answers on that. We don't have any answers on whether you can strangle someone while they're intubated. But no. Anyway, she decides to stop strangling him and just cries over his body for a while.
Also, there's this British guy called Jared that Bill very cruelly fires before he gets shot. And I guess he's a suspect too.
Is that that guy from the episode that we just watched?
Yeah.
I totally did not watch the episode.
Yeah, he's like, I've been here for 30 years.
It's so harsh.
And Bill is literally like eating, like not literally, figuratively eating popcorn and laughing whilst he's firing him.
I don't have any other suspects because that's, I think, like literally every character in the show. Oh, except Brooke. Actually, Hope could be a suspect.
Ooh.
But she's just like an unlikely, like you're not meant to think it's her.
Yeah.
Because she's such a nice girl.
Yeah.
But she does say, I could be married to Liam now with a family if it wasn't for Bill Spencer. And
yeah.
That's her like bit of foreshadowing, like maybe it was her. Maybe she just lost her shit.
And her strategically kind of, you know, planting bits of information for Liam, which is driving him further and further away from Steffi.
Mm.
There could be like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde thing going on where she's kind of like...
secretly evil?
Mm.
She could be secretly evil.
Like Two-Face, yeah. Batman, god damn it.
I'm sorry, I know.
You're such a shit nerd.
I'm just a different breed of nerd. I'm like a cool nerd.
All right. Why are you so mean to me today? God damn it.
You're just so easy to bully.
Oh, man.
Anyway, it's probably not Hope. Like, let's be real.
Yeah.
The last one,
we did have one last one, which is Pam, who, to my shock, I realize is actually related to the family.
Yeah, so Pam is just this, like, kind of low-functioning receptionist who's kind of older and you'd think she'd do more with her life.
Yeah.
But she doesn't.
Yeah, and she's usually there for comic relief or to guffaw at the ridiculousness that's usually happening in these people's lives.
Yeah, that's exactly what her function is, actually.
Yeah, but there's no drama around her life at all. It's just to react to other people.
She's the sister of the late Stephanie Forrester, who's like the matriarch of the family who came back as a ghost. But she's just like nothing like her sister from the sounds of it. She's like quite mild mannered and she's quite boring.
Yeah.
But nothing happens, right?
Yeah, so they kind of drop hints that she's not taking her meds anymore and she's kind of slowly becoming unhinged. And when Ridge gets arrested, she kind of has this very like evil, suspicious look on her face.
Like maybe it's sort of coming back to her that actually she did it.
Yeah.
So I think she's like meant to be the unlikely person that no one's actually suspected, but it turns out to be her in the end.
Yeah, and it seems like Maya might be the one to figure this out because she's kind of on the hunt, I guess.
This is going to be like, I just realized, in terms of our episode.
Yeah.
It's going to be really hard for people because we've just name dropped so much.
Yeah.
And it's all just so insane.
Yeah.
They just bring every single character back. So it's very convoluted.
Mm.
And even in scenes in like the police office? I don't know.
Yeah, it looks like an office.
It looks like an office. It's not like a bullpen. It's not like the precinct or something.
No.
They have like the whiteboard where they've got the pictures of people and connecting them about like, you know, the web of suspects sort of thing.
Yeah.
And even that is so convoluted. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You'd think with that level of complexity, the detective would ask more than one question.
Did you shoot Bill?
Did you shoot Bill? And he's really smarmy.
Yeah.
And he's a really terrible actor. So you know who he is? He's Joey Tribbiani from Friends.
Oh my God.
So he is Joey acting as Dr. Drake Ramore. Like that level of acting, which is like smell the fart acting.
Oh, it's so bad.
He just walks around with his hands on his hips and he occasionally waggles one finger and he has one eyebrow raised at all times because that's his suspicious face.
Yeah, that's...
I am acting suspicious.
I realize that I've been doing the suspicious eyebrows, but this is not a visual medium, so it doesn't
You've
really
been
work.
Eyebrowing at the microphone really hard. Like
really vigorously.
Hear me. Is it your eyebrows the guest contributor on this episode? We'll credit your eyebrow at the end.
Yay. Yeah, my only other note was that when they're at that Italian restaurant where they...
Il giardino
trattoria.
Al fresco.
We've just offended all of our Italian listeners. Anyways,
it's when okay. My mom's not Italian.
When they're asking for the water, they were like, oh, would you like still, sparkling, or kale infused?
What the fuck?
It was so mental.
No one drinks kale-infused water.
What? And I feel like it was the writers trying to, like, take a dig at LA culture. But it's like, no, you guys are the ones living the LA culture.
It's like they're trying to say something that sounds like it comes from LA for someone who's never gone to LA.
Exactly, yeah.
Trying to appeal to the viewers and, like... the Midwest.
Yeah, it was so funny.
Hey, Cleon, what time is it?
It's trivia time.
So I had this thought when I noticed that it started to be two episodes a day that were airing instead of just one.
Oh my God.
And I was just like, how many episodes even like are there in this season?
Yeah.
Do you want to have a guess? Because I looked it up.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, well, look, there's more than one episode per week, obviously, but I feel like because it's a season, it's not going to run for the whole year. So 5 times 20, maybe 70 to 100 episodes?
Yeah, you're wrong. It's 436 episodes.
What the fuck?
It's 436 episodes in this season.
That's insane.
That is more episodes than there are days in the year.
No, that's not. No, that's actually. How is that mathematically possible?
Because I think they just air it. Like, I don't know. They just air it a whole lot. I kept looking it up. So as of the 1st of January 2015, there were 7,000 episodes.
Oh my God.
And that's like more than 3 years ago now.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the current like total count is, but season 30, which is the season that we've been talking about, yes, definitely has more episodes than other seasons. But other seasons have over 365.
Okay. I'm actually like really having a tough time wrapping my head around that.
Me too.
So is it, they must probably shoot several episodes a day then?
Yeah, they would. It's only 20 minutes worth of content. So you'd think that they could smash out a whole lot. It's not like the writing is good.
Yeah.
So they don't have to spend a lot of time writing it because it's also like, it goes at such a glacial pace that they really could cram the content of about 50 episodes into like 2 episodes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And they do use the same sets and everything as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And costumes and whatever. Like a lot of the time, I'm pretty sure like this whole last week has taken place over the course of a single day because no one's changed clothes.
No, that's true. Brooke is still in that green leafy thing.
So despite that, Steffi keeps getting more and more pregnant.
Oh, man. It's, again, there is a black hole, and thanks to Einstein's general theory of relativity, time has been dilated.
It's crazy. Just like her belly's been dilated. Yeah, it was terrible. I don't know. Who are the winners and losers?
I guess it's the main winner is the Los Angeles Police Department.
Did you say the main winner?
Yeah. The winner.
But they're so shit.
They think they've won though.
But they're doing that obvious thing where they're like, nah, I know I'm right. And they're just setting themselves up to be wrong.
Yeah. Well, look, again, everything is transient in this show. We're looking just at where they are right now and they think they got their man.
They do think they've got their man because they've arrested Ridge. So I guess, I don't know, is Bill the loser just by virtue of the fact that he's been shot? And he's in hospital. He's been shot in the back and they mentioned that both of his lungs were deflated and he's not in any oxygen. Someone give this man some oxygen.
Also, if someone's been shot in their back, should he be lying on his back?
Well, the exit wound would be at his front.
Oh, yeah,
true. I've seen TV.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, but like, how else is he going to be?
Yeah, that's true. They just like hoist him up with some ropes, levitating.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like everyone's a loser in these last few weeks.
It's really miserable for everyone. Literally no one has a good time, I think.
Everyone is super miserable.
Except no, actually, you know what? Hope thinks she's won, I think. I think she thinks she's one.
I think Justin thinks he's one.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, no, you're right. He's the winner. He is the definite winner. Definite? He is the definite winner.
What? It's just definite.
It's just definite. He is the definite winner because he has his own company now, thanks to Bill being shot.
Yeah, he's the winner. Smithers wins.
Smithers wins.
All right, let's wrap this up.
Yes, everyone. So this has been episode 4. Please subscribe on iTunes/Apple Podcasts or Pocket Casts if you use that service, if you have an Android phone. We're also on Anchor and SoundCloud.
And I'm going to be putting some dumb stuff on Instagram. So follow us at Modest and Average. And also I might share that same crap on Facebook where, you know, if you want to be cool... Yep. You should like us.
We're also on Twitter at Modest and Average, and we'll probably share some of that stuff around as well.
Yep.
Yep.
Sharing the lols.
Yep.
Bye bye.
Bye bye now.